Matt Greenwood for AM 1400 KJF and AM 800 KREI as we continue our Class 2 District 3 coverage. And right now the St. Pius and Jefferson starting lineups are getting introduced. Let's go ahead and introduce you as well. You got Summer Meyer for St. Pius, Amelia Rixford as well, Kennedy Lane, Kaylee Otek, Haley Lewis, Kaylee Portell, and Molly Banch. As for the Blue Jays, you've got Macy Sample, Kendall Runzi, Gracie Fish, Maddie Fuller, Alexis Armstrong, Jenna Kurtois, and Ashley Edmond. Jefferson St. Pius played earlier this year. It was at St. Pius, October 2nd, so not too long ago. Jefferson had a tough battle in set one against the Lancers, but was able to beat them 25-21. However, set two was drastically different, not just in who won the second set, but the score of the second set. St. Pius dominated set two 25-9, and Jefferson could never recover. St. Pius wound up winning set number three, 25-14. That was the only matchup these schools have had this year. So, a rematch. Both these schools, fantastic volleyball programs. By the way, quick little shout-out to Brandon Joins, head coach of the Jefferson girls basketball team. He's in the opposite corner from us. We're situated on the Lancer side of the floor, up against the back wall. And so we got a pretty good high point view. We're set up on a little stage. And right in line with the benches for both St. Pius and Jefferson. They sit on the same side. And right now we're on the AV Tigers fans' side. On the other way from us, St. Pius and Jefferson are mixed in there. So, again, it'll be St. Pius on the left side of the floor in set number one. Both these teams hungry to get back to this point in the season. There have been a few games here in the last few weeks between the last time these two teams met. So they are ready to get going, and we are ready as well. Hope you are strapped in because this is going to be a fantastic battle. If we had to look at how these two teams have played all year, this projects to be a three-set match. We'll see if we get that far. But it's St. Pius and Jefferson, the Blue Jays, to serve first. And it's going to be Jenna Kurtois off the back line. She's a righty. She dribbles the ball twice. Serves it over, back corner, and letting it go long is Amelia Rixford. And she was right in line with that first serve and let it go out of bounds. So a point to St. Pius, and quickly Amelia Rixford takes a seat. It'll be number 17, Kirsten Schroeder, serving it off the back line. Leaps into the air, line drive, tips off the top of the net, played by the Blue Jays. Kurtois keeps it alive to Fish. Back to Kurtois, who lifts it over with a double fist, and St. Pius a little indecision as it lands on the Lancer side for a point. And so here's Kendall Runzi, Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, play it forward, athlete of the week for her performance last week. Serves it over with the right hand. St. Pius double shot to the left side of the net and off the left block, winning the point for the Lancers. Number 8, Kennedy Lane. 2-1 Lancers. Checking in for St. Pius, the 5-foot-even sophomore Molly Lewis. And she comes in to serve right away. Right-hand serve, feet on the ground, loops it over. Dug out by Fish of the Jefferson Blue Jays. Here's Edmond pushing it over with both hands to the Lancer's side. And a play at the net by Kaylee Portell. And she'll, from the middle to the left line, sends it wide. And that's a point to the Blue Jays. By the way, that was Macy Sample on the dig that allowed Jefferson to get the ball over. Now here's Gracie Fish serving it off the back line towards the back row. St. Pius plays it, set there by Banch. Smashed with the right hand by Portell, and then a whistle goes. Point goes to St. Pius. Couldn't quite tell the reason. I think maybe a double tap by Jefferson. So St. Pius, Portell sends it over, played by Kurtois on the Jefferson side, still at the net. A shot by Alexis Armstrong, deflects back in her face on the block by the Lancers, and it lands on the Blue Jays side for another point. Ball trickles away, and Kaylee Portell, 6 foot tall, middle hitter Portell, scoops up the ball, dribbles it twice, and will serve it with the right hand from the back line, middle back part. To Blue Jays play it. Kurtois winds up getting her fingers to it. Here's an Armstrong pushover at the net. St. Pius side has it. Set there by Lewis. And a planted shot with both feet by the righty. Kaylee Oteg actually works out for it. Skipped off the top of the net. Jefferson couldn't play the deflection. And it's a point for the Lancers. 5-2. Left to right serve Portell. Air underneath that one. Push up into the sky by Heidi Hurst. Set by Fish to Edmund, who just gives a little nifty dunk. Shot over to the other side, and the Lancers can't dig it out. Effort there by Kirsten Schroeder. And the point goes to the Blue Jays. 5-3 here in set one. Serving it with the left hand from the other side of the floor, Fuller. St. Pius lifts it to the sky. Lewis to the middle part of the net. A little pushover with the right hand by Molly Vange, and it looks like it was Lewis's shot that was an illegal one. And so the point goes to the Blue Jays. Serve again by the lefty, Fuller. Gets it over. Lewis plays it up. Vange sets. Oteg sends it over. Jefferson, they have it. Fish, push up over her head. The set there for Kurtois. Smash of the net played by the Lancers. Back over to Jefferson. Portell for St. Pius. Lifts it up towards the net. Pushed over by Haley Lewis. Jefferson has it on their side. And there's a Heidi Hurst smash. Right block to the near line, and a point to the Blue Jays. And now we're all even up at 5-5. Coach Leftridge off the bench for St. Pius. Serve with the left for the third serve in a row by Maddie Fuller. St. Pius to play it left block. Shot with the right hand, and I believe that was Lewis. She's kind of hard to see, but she got it over the net, but sent it off the back line a little too strong there. 6-5 Blue Jays. Lefty serve Fuller from the right side to left side. Portell plays it to Vange with the set. Right-hand shot. Lewis gets it over but too far. Goes beyond the back line. And it's a point to the Blue Jays, and they're on a 5-0 run. It was 5-2 St. Pius. And serve over by Fuller. Sorry, got distracted by the changing score, but they had the scoreboard wrong, or the score wrong. And I got a little distracted there, but winning the point for the Lancers at the middle part of the net is Haley Lewis. Our line of sight is right in with a scoreboard, so if colors are going to flicker in my peripherals, I'm going to catch it. So I do apologize there, but a point to St. Pius, now served by Banch from left to right, dug out by Runzi over to the Lancer side. It's deflected, lifting it over to the right is Rixford. Jefferson will play it at the net. Edmund didn't get a good jump, still gets the ball over. St. Pius to play it, and a double hand push from the middle part of the net to the back line by Haley Lewis earns a point for St. Pius. And 7-2 our score here in set one, Lancers and Blue Jays. It's going to be Banch to serve again. Little jump there off of Runzi's face. They allow that to happen. It's played over by Heidi Hurst. Deflected back onto Jefferson's side. Runzi will punch it over. St. Pius to play it. Set by Banch. Smash left block. Kaylee Oteg. And St. Pius now on a 3-0 run. ...8-7 the score. Serving it left to right. Banch, and she'll serve it right into the net. The net wobbles, and the point goes up on the board for Jefferson. It's now 8-8. Serving it right to left, Ashley Edmund punches it over. Kaylee Portell saves it from the back line. Sets up Banch, who sets up Oteg. Planted on the ground, her shot over to the Jefferson side. Set by the Blue Jays and smashed with the right hand by Lainey Smith. Able to keep it inside that back line for a point to the Blue Jays. 9-8, they lead. Serving it right to left, Edmund. Lewis to play it. Portell behind the back line, keeps it in play. to Otek. Lifts it over with both hands. Played by the Blue Jays mid-block. And what do we have here? We've got a whistle that goes against St. Pius. One of the blockers hit the net, trying to get in the way of Gracie Fish's right-hand smash, and it cost St. Pius a point. 10-8, Jefferson in the lead. Edmund punches it over for the third consecutive serve. Played by Portell, lifted up over the head by Vance for the right block, and the kill shot for Kaylee Otek is good off the back line. 10-9 the score, Blue Jays in the lead here in set one. Winner to face Arcadia Valley next on KJF and Carriott. Left to right serve, Otek off the back line, gets it towards Heidi Hurst, pushes it up towards the sky, Smith to set for Kurtois. Out of nowhere, Kurtois is smashed to the back line, played by the Lancers. They finally get it over. It'll be Hurst towards Runzi. Runzi at the net, pushes it over with the right hand, played by the Lancers. Banja set up there. Lewis with a punch to the back line. It's deflected up into the air and then lands out of bounds. So Jefferson with an opportunity there to play the kill shot by Lewis, but to no avail. 10-10, your score. Left to right serve, Kaylee Otek once more gets it up and over to Hurst. Picks it up to Smith. Smith with a set over the, her head to Runzi, middle part of the net. Sends it over to Band to the Lancers. Left block. Attack by Haley Lewis. By Kennedy Lane. And the Lancers get the point. 11-10 the score. St. Pius in the lead on serve. Otek. Kaylee Otek gets it over. Played by Maddie Fuller. Jefferson to send it over with a two-handed push by Laney Smith. It's blocked by the Lancers, and Kendall Runzi can't save the point for Jefferson. As she got a fingertip to it, but hit it into the bottom of the net. 12-10, the score. Lancers in the lead. Again, the left-to-right serve for Kaylee Otek, and this one hugs the line and misses wide. Nice little bit there for St. Pius. It's now 12-11. Lancers in the lead. Jefferson serving right to left. It'll be number six, Macy Sample, senior, one of the eight seniors for this Blue Jays side. Gets it over, played by the Lancers. Double hit there, but no call. Is pushing it over is Kennedy Lane to the Jefferson side. A lift over on the over the net by the Blue Jays is Gracie Fish as we peer through the bodies to see the number. And, yeah, that was Gracie Fish that got the point for Jefferson. Just a little light tap over the net. Right to left serve again. Macy Sample leaps up into the air, gets it over. Portell pushes it out in front of her face. Sets up the left block shot by Kennedy Lane. It's over. Blocked by the Blue Jays. They deflect it up. Kurtzway's at the net. She'll send it back to the Lancer side. Set by Banch. Middle of the net. Portell leaks and hits it too long. Portell, 6'5", doesn't have to leap too hard or too high to get leverage on the ball. And she just got a little bit too above it. Or two underneath it, I should say, and loses a point for the Lancers. So again, the serve for Jefferson. Banch keeps it alive mid-row, but unable actually to earn the point for the Lancers was Kennedy Lane as her shot deflected into the net. So Jefferson now on a 3-0 run, 14-12. It is Sample to serve towards the back line. Portell puts it up. Otek near her. They send it to the Jefferson side. Double hit by Kurtois. And St. Pius ready for it as Kaylee Otek able to get it back over against the Blue Jays and keep it in play. 14-13 the score. Jefferson with the lead serving St. Pius. Lewis gets it over. Dug out by Sample. Back over free ball there to the Lancers side. And then a foul called on St. Pius. It's a double hit. So 15-13 Jefferson. Jenna Kurtois to serve it right to left off the back line. Loops it over. Dug out by Rixford. Pushed over with the right hand by Portell. Middle of the net. Now here's a near side attack by the right hand of Alexis Armstrong. And she's pretty cheerful about that one as she gets it over to the St. Pius side. A little deflection there towards the floor, but it lands on the St. Pius side. So some early excitement in set number one. It's Jefferson 16, St. Pius 13. Back and forth we go. We'll step aside here for 30 seconds and let you catch your breath here on KJF and KREI.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Yeah. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Set number one, Jefferson leads it 16-13. It'll be Jenna Kurtois to serve it over from the far side of the court, right side. If we were even with the net, it would be right side for Jefferson, but it's far side for us. And right out of the timeout by Coach Lethbridge, Jenna Kurtois serves it into the bottom of the net. So an easy point there for the Lancers. First serve error for the Blue Jays since the first serve of the game. So St. Pius earns the serve. Schrader gets it over left to right. Played by the Blue Jays at the net. Pushing it over. Laney Smith. St. Pius plays it, but it lands on their side of the floor. I believe that was Band closest to it. Couldn't quite get there. And so at 17-14, here's Kendall Runze serving it right to left. The libero for the Blue Jays, low and dug out by Lewis, set by Banj at the middle of the net, Portell. A dig by Runze on the smash by Portell. Keeping it alive, Lewis out of bounds, able to stay in play there. Was Rixford, gets it over to the Jefferson side at the net. Here's Armstrong with another punch line to line, saved by the Lancers. Overhead shot by Kaylee Otek to Lewis, who sends it over on her second shot. Here's Gracie Fish for the Blue Jays, setting up Armstrong again. Smash of the net is blocked by Portell, saved by Portell, but then her teammates cannot keep it alive. Efforts there by Lewis and Schrader to no avail. And that gives Jefferson the point. Now 18-14 again. Kendall Runze to serve. Right to left she goes. Middle part of the floor lifted up by Lewis with both hands. To Portell. Set up there by Banj, but Portell's smash is dug out by Runze once more. Near side block. Armstrong gets it over. St. Pius to play it. Smash from the left block for the Lancers. Kennedy Lane gets it over to Jefferson. The Blue Jays able to play it. Push over by Armstrong to the St. Pius side. Two pushes by the Lancers. They finally get over. Schrader gets to the Jefferson side, but at the middle of the net, it's Ashley Edmond to kill it, where it's blocked at the net but lands on the Lancers' side. Point to the Blue Jays. Some exciting back-and-forth action. A couple of big plays by Kaylee Portell, by Kendall Runze as well. Runze will serve it over for the Blue Jays up 19-14. St. Pius crouches and plays it. Left side block, smashed by Lane, played by the Blue Jays. Up into the air. Armstrong, feet on the floor, still enough power behind it to keep it inside the far corner as she hit it from the near side line. And it's 20-14 Jefferson as they lead here in set number one. It's a best of three in the second semifinal. It's 2014 Blue Jays. Jefferson on serve when we return in 30 seconds on KJF.
Are you tired of calling your mortgage lender and not being able to talk to anyone, or you're transferred over and over again? Skip the hassle and refinance with Bloomsdale Bank. Call today and speak with one of their expert loan officers. Have a personalized borrowing experience and rest easy knowing your loan will be serviced locally when you borrow with Bloomsdale Bank. Visit their website or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Class 2 District 3 Volleyball Tournament coverage on KREI, Farmington, Park Hills, and Deloge, as well as AM 1400, KJF, Festus, Crystal City, and Herculaneum. 20-14, Blue Jays with the lead on serve. Runze gets it over, played by Lewis. Middle back row towards Portell. The net shoves it over with the right hand. Jefferson keeps it alive. Edmond set up for her little push over. It's played by the Lancers. Left side block, shot by Lane. Gets over to the Jefferson side. Blue Jays play it. Armstrong at the net. It's too strong. Tried a little loop shot over the back row and just couldn't find the space. So point to the Blue Jays. It'll be Molly Lewis, number one, 5-foot-tall sophomore, serving it over towards the back line, and a misplay by Macy Sample earns an easy point for the Lancers. Now 20-16, they trail. Lewis will serve again. She is the smallest girl on the floor. Second to her is teammates Summer Meyer and Avery Frimmel. Molly Lewis gets it over. Dug out by Gracie Fish towards Armstrong. Right side block, far side of the floor, and Armstrong can't get enough power behind it as it's blocked at the net by the Lancers and lands on the Jefferson side. Point to St. Pius. Lewis, a low dipping serve, dug out by Fish as she goes to the floor for it. Punched over by Molly Bands and the Lancers. Stu Jefferson set by Fish. Edmund at the net. Middle part is able to keep it inside the far corner. And a point to the Blue Jays. Macy Sample coming off the floor for the Blue Jays. Set one still, 21-17. And the ball late to get back on the floor in play. Now finally, on to the other side. And it's going to be Fish to serve. Right to left, long serve back line, played by Summer Meyer. Lifted towards Bange, and then Bange gets called for a double hit. The official above the net sees it, calls it. Point to the Blue Jays. 22-17 here in set one. Again, Fish serves it over, punches it high, loops over, played by Meyer towards Bange, sets up Otech. Yes, left block shot towards the back line, past Kendall Runze. That's important for the Lancers, and they get the point there to bring them within four, 22-18. This is a point in the set where the Lancers need to go on a bit of a run to get back in this, down by 4 points. Here's Kaylee Portell to serve it. The 6-foot-tall righty sends it over, played off the back line by Heidi Hurst, set by Fish towards Armstrong. Her right hand is strong, and it earns the point in the corner for the Blue Jays. 23-18. Jefferson on serve. The lefty, Madison Fuller, defensive specialist, gets ready to serve. And Coach Lethbridge of St. Pius wants a change. Summer Meyer coming in. Coming off is Amelia Rixford. Going for speed in the back row is Coach Lethbridge. There's Fuller. Sending it over. Dug out by Lewis. Into the path of Kaylee Otech. Left side block shot is too long. Set point for the Blue Jays, 24-18. Maddie Fuller, she's earned quite a few points in set one. She'll try to earn the final one. Loops it over towards the back line, and a smart play by Summer Meyer and Molly Lewis to let it go. And it misses long. St. Pius still alive here in set one. Remember, it's a best of three. It'll be Molly Bams to serve it left to right for the Lancers. Down by five. Set point here. Runze pushes it up. Come into the back line, Fish sends it over for Hurst. Flips it over her head to the Pius side. Set by Bands towards Otech. Her kill attempt off the top of the net, dug out by Fish. Back over to St. Pius. Push over by Bange. And the right hand smash with the right by Haley Lewis. Gets the point for the Lancers. 24-20. Lancers need four consecutive to force a win by two scenario. Still set one here. Bange. Little jump, sends it over, it's long. Senior Kendall Runze let it go over her head and it lands just beyond the back line boundary for the final point of set one. Jefferson takes it 25-20. We're back in 2 minutes with set number two here on KJF and KREI.
Go see JR today at Midwest Sports Center. They're just off Highway 67 in Farmington. And JR, just because the weather's getting a little bit cooler doesn't mean the deals are cooling off at Midwest Sports Center.
No, we've got some hot sales going on right now on all of our ATVs and side-by-sides. I've still got some mowers available also. Come see me, JR, at Midwest Sports Center. The number here is 573-756-7975. Just ask for JR.
Go get dirty with Midwest Sports Center today. They're located just off Highway 67 on Walker Drive in Farmington.
When it comes to chronic disease management, you need someone who will walk with you toward a healthier life. Comtree Primary Care offers affordable and accessible comprehensive care in a home-like environment.
Our doctors, nurses, and staff involve you in health decisions and goals and welcome you into our family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment.
Welcome to our family tree.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
The Potosi R3 School District is committed to excellence. Now, they're proud of their students and their athletes because these young people work hard and show a ton of dedication. The Potosi R3 students and athletes are committed to excelling to high levels of achievement. Attitude and perseverance play a big part in their success. The Potosi R3 School District sincerely hopes this school year is a wonderful and memorable stepping stone in their life's journey.
Make it a great family night at Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington. Hi, my name is Amy Cousins, general manager of your local store. Maybe start out with a couple of appetizers, boneless wings, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, spinach artichoke dip, chicken quesadilla. There's so much to choose from. Let the kids pick from the kids' menu, then for yourself, choose one of our favorites. Steaks, ribs, seafood, pasta, we have it all. Go to Applebee's.com for the full menu and look for our happy hour prices. Doing good in the neighborhood, Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington.
Matt Greenwood back with you for K-Jeff and KREI. For you KREI listeners, you'll want to keep it tuned here because after this Jefferson-St. Pius match is Arcadia Valley in the Class 2 District 3 Championship. So, yeah, should be a fun match, whoever their opponent is, whether it's Jefferson or St. Pius. Right now, it's looking like it would be the Blue Jays after Jefferson took set 1, 25-20. It was a seesaw battle all the way throughout. Jefferson creating a little separation once the Blue Jays reached the 20-point mark, and they were able to hold off St. Pius and win set one. So set two about to get started here. Kendall Runze getting ready to check in for Ashley Edmond. Coach Tara Fish in a tough position this season. In case you haven't heard this story, the Blue Jays head coach, Ashley Nagel, suffered a heart attack back in late July. She's alive. She's good. But she's not back to being the head coach. Tara Fish, her assistant and longtime friend, Festus volleyball teammate, has taken over the reins and has done a marvelous job for the Blue Jays as she has them up one set in this District 3 semifinal. But in set two, point belongs to the Lancers as Kaylee Otek earns it from the other side of the floor. Again, we're situated in a corner along the back wall behind the Jefferson Blue Jays. And Jenna Kurtois leans back on that serve by Kaylee Otek and lets it go long off the back line. So 1-1 score, and Kendall Runze serving left to right for the Blue Jays, sends it over, played off the back line by Kaylee Otek, set by Vange for Portel, nudges it over, Jefferson plays it, Edmond, center of the net, gets it over into the far left corner for a point to the Blue Jays. 2-1 the score. Runze, again, the Parkland Healthmart Pharmacy Play It Forward Athlete of the Week, gets it over. Played by Haley Lewis, and from the right block, the shot with the right hand by Kennedy Lane goes into the stick that holds the net up and then lands back on the Lancer side. So point to the Blue Jays, 3-1. Runze, toes on the back line, sends it over, lifted up by Otek towards Portel. The band set is a good one because Portel gets the point. Kaylee Portel can absolutely smash balls in volleyball. She is the leader in kills on this team with 194 coming into tonight. She already has about three or four after set one and one here in set two. So a backline serve for Summer Meyer, played by Runze of the Blue Jays. Towards the center of the net, Alexis Armstrong sends it too long, and she tried to angle it into that far left corner on the other side of the net but couldn't quite do so. 3-3 the score as the point goes to St. Pius. Now starting outside the boundary, back line is Summer Meyer. Gets a running start, leaps into the air, serves it over the open-palmed right hand. Played by Kendall Runze of the Blue Jays. Towards the left block, Edmond. Her shot is deflected back onto the Blue Jays' side. And a scramble there. Blue Jays can't come up with it. So point to St. Pius. They now lead it 4-3 here in set two. Again, Summer Meyer, same run up to the serve, played by Runze. Set by Fitz. Edmund from the center of the net smashes it to the back line. Can't be played by Lewis. Point to the Blue Jays. Again, last time these two teams played each other, Jefferson did take set one. Eerily similar score, 25-20 back then on October 2nd, 25-20 here tonight. But St. Pius took set two, 25-9, prevailed in three sets, 25-14, winning the third set. So it's sort of setting up to be that way, but the Blue Jays definitely want to avoid that as the point is won at the net by Haley Lewis of St. Pius. And the Lancers regain the lead now 5-4. Serving will be Molly Lewis, all 5'0" of her, off the back line, gets it over with the right hand of Runze. Steps back, puts it up into the sky, set by Fish. Center of the net, Edmund gets it over the back line, defender Meyer into the corner for a point to the Blue Jays. Ashley Edmund, I'm a big fan of hers, middle hitter. Bulky, strong legs. She can thank Alex Rugley, Jefferson football coach, for that. And she shows off her strength there and precision as well. Here's a serve, left to right, Fuller, played by Lancers, back over to the Blue Jays side. Kurtois at the net, left block, attacks it, and earns a point for Jefferson. Snuck it inside that corner, off the back line. 6-5 Blue Jays. Here in set two. Again, the lefty, the southpaw, Maddie Fuller, sends it over. Off of her toes, gets it over with the left hand, played by Meyer. Towards the sky band, sets up Otek on the near side block. Her shot deflected, played by the Blue Jays. The left side now of the floor. Kurtois leans back, can't get enough air underneath that jump, and sends it off the back line a little too long. Oh, no. They say she caught the line. Okay, beg your pardon. Kurtois earns the point for the Blue Jays. Now 7-5 the score. Serving left to right, Fuller. Meyer leans back, lets it go, and that was the wrong decision as the ball drops right on top of that line. I'll tell you this, the players on the back row did not have it easy on those long serves. 8-5 Blue Jays, lefty Fuller sends it over, this time a short one dug out by the Lancers, set by Band, smash center of the net, Portell gets a deflection and the point for St. Pius. Maddie Fuller couldn't quite get there in time. Portell, anything she hits over is not easy to handle. So the Lancers back on the board now, trailing 8-6. Portell to serve it. Line drive just over the net. Runze scoops it up towards Fish. Set up Kurtois. Left side block attack. Deflected back into her path. Loose ball towards the back row. Fuller dives but can't get to it. And a point goes to the Lancers. It all started with a tough right hand by Kaylee Otek. Pius creeps within one. Serve towards the back row. Pushes Fuller backwards off the Portell serve. Able to nudge it over the Blue Jays to St. Pius' side. Banj can't handle it. Point to the Blue Jays. 9-7 they lead. Here's Ashley Edmund. Got her hair up tonight. Dark hair for Ashley Edmund. Sends it over. Played by Molly Lewis towards Otek. Otek with a strong right hand. A lot of side spin on that one that Edmund can't handle. And it will land towards the back wall right at the foot of our stage setup. And St. Pius gets the point thanks to the right hand of Kaylee Otek once more. Serving it right to left will be Banj. Gets it over. Runze plays it to the sky. Fish sets it up. Kurtois attacks it from the left block. Smash is handled by St. Pius, but not handled well, as Portell could not get in position in time. Point to the Blue Jays. Coming off the floor for Jefferson, Heidi Hurst. Onto it to serve is Macy Sample. Sample serving left to right, toes off the floor, sends it over, played by Portell off the back line. Set up by Banj from one side to the next. Otek sends it over, Blue Jays play it. Punch over the left hand by Kurtois, leaning in front of the net, able to avoid the net. St. Pius on their side. Otek from the near block gets it over, blocked at the net by the Blue Jays, but it lands on their side out of bounds for a point to St. Pius. And now they're calling a foul on the Lancers. I think Otek made contact with the net. Not on her way up, but after she completed her shot. So point to the Blue Jays, 11-8 they lead here in set two. winner to face Arcadia Valley in the Class 2 District 3 Championship. That game would be next on KJF and KREI. Little delay here as the floor official, turning to the scores table, wants to correct something. Now the floor judge is having a word with Kaylee Otek about the foul called against her. So Coach Leftridge and Otek both pleading their case. I don't really know what they were arguing about. Like I said, I think Otek hit the net after she punched it over. So anyway, point to the Blue Jays. Macy Sample serving it left to right towards the back row. Portel towards Band. Set up there by Otek. Center of the net. Into the nets. Point Blue Jays. And Coach Leftridge needs to take a timeout because the Lancers are all out of sorts, especially after the last couple of points. Let's see if the veteran coach, Shannon Leftridge, can get the Lancers back on track as they trail 1-0 and 12-8 here in set two. We'll be back in 30 with Jefferson on serve.
The Jefferson County YMCA Veterans Program is committed to providing a welcoming and positive environment for veterans of any branch of the U.S. Armed Forces. The Veterans Program has assisted veterans with job placement, grants to help pay bills, food drives, transportation assistance, distribution of donated household items, and temporary housing assistance for homeless vets. The Jefferson County Y also offers VA counseling sessions on the first Tuesday of every month. For more information, call Ted Lures at 636-931-9622.
Matt Greenwood back with you for AM 1400 KJF and AM 800 at KREI. The site for this Class 2 District 3 volleyball tournament is Jefferson R7. So a home game for the 2-seed Blue Jays as they took set 1, 25-20, and now lead it here in set 2, 12-8. Macy Sample has served the last 3 points for the Blue Jays. It was 9-8. They're on a 3-0 run. Sample again on serve towards the back line. Portel lifts it up towards the right line. Band to set up overhead for Otek. Center of the net smashes it over. Blue Jays play it. Set by Gracie Fifth to Otek. Left block. Attack is good. It was blocked at the net, but it lands out of bounds on the St. Pius side. 13-8, the Blue Jays lead. Sample to serve for the fifth time in a row. Goes left to right towards the other side of the floor. Portel off the back line. Sets it up for Band, who gives it to Haley Lewis at the net. Her shot is over. Blue Jays rattle it around and finally get it over. I believe last touch by Lainey Smith, the sophomore. She got it over the double block. Earns a point for the Blue Jays. Now 14-8. Macy Sample again. A low serve. Hugs the line near side. Dig attempt by Amelia Rixford to no avail. And it's 15-8 Blue Jays. They have won the last 6 points. Left to right serve Sample goes to the left side of the line. Otek sends it up and then backs up into her teammate Portel, who is trying to make a play on it. And it's a point for the Blue Jays as things are starting to fall apart for Coach Leftridge and St. Pius. And she's going to have to use another timeout. St. Pius has won the last two Class 2 state championships. Yes, there was some turnover. Yes, there's a lot of fresh faces. But St. Pius has had a good year. But right now they're struggling against a team they've already beat this season. It's 16-8 Jefferson in set 2. The Blue Jays up 1-0 in this semifinal game for Class 2 District 3. We're back in 30 on KJF and KREI.
You love to shop.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
If you need new bedding, living room, dining room sets, recliners, or appliances, then you need to take advantage of our everyday discounted prices.
You'll find Patsy's Furniture is marked to the lowest possible price, so you won't be guessing.
We have a no-credit needed financing plan, and with approved credit, we offer a 24-month 0% interest financing option. And military and first responders receive a discount Patsy's every day.
Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Matt Greenwood returning for KJF and KREI. 16-8 out of the timeout by St. Pius. It's the Blue Jays on serve. Macy Sample left to right towards the back line. Portel of the Lancers keeps it alive. Band over towards Otek, who backs up into Portel but plays it to the Jefferson side. Set by Fish. An attack from the left block, and Jenna Kurtois gets it down for another point, and Jefferson is on an 8-0 run. It was 9-8 Blue Jays. It's now 17-8 Blue and White. Sample. She's the one that's getting all these points for them. 17-8 the score. Back line serve. Sample towards Portell. Leans back but keeps it alive. Banch sets up Otek. Her smash from the far right block is too long. 18-8 the score, and Coach Lethbridge has just thrown her hands in the air. 9-0 run by the Blue Jays here in set two. They're already up one, set to none. Sample, little pause, little hitch in her serve, and that costs her as she sends it long. A low toss by Sample, a little indecision as to where she's going to go with it, and she wound up sending it too long. So the Lancer is able to stop the bleeding, but now they've got a mountain to climb. From right to left, the serve off the back line, Otek towards the corner, played by Sample, lifted up overhead by Fish towards Fuller, who gets it over to St. Pius' side at the net. Kill attempt hits off the top of the net by Kennedy Lane, but played by the Blue Jays, smashed by Kurtois, kept alive by St. Pius, and a block at the net, earning the point for the Blue Jays. Lainey Smith actually blocked the shot of Kennedy Lane. It landed back on the St. Pius' side. No one could get to it, and the point goes back to the Blue Jays. Not the response Coach Lethbridge was looking for after getting that point to end the 10-0 run. Here's a serve left to right. Kurtois to the Lancers. Back over to Jefferson. Dive attempt by Sample to no avail. Excuse me. St. Pius to serve it right to left. Haley Lewis gets it over. Jefferson plays it center of the net. And that'll land on the St. Pius side, but out of bounds. Do apologize, battling a cold here this late in October. All right, St. Pius now just earning their third consecutive point. Alexis Armstrong denied at the net by the Lancer double block. And so St. Pius now in a 3-0 run. Trailing 19-12, served by Haley Lewis. Indecision by the Blue Jays, but this one will pay off as Runzi and Smith looked at each other. They said, let's let it go, and it worked out. So 20-12, Jefferson. 5 points away from advancing to the championship in this District 3 tournament. Runzi to serve it towards Lewis. Middle of the floor, gets it up and gets it over. And actually, I believe that was Portell at the net for St. Pius that smashed it home for the Lancers. Portell up to 200 kills on the season. St. Pius trailing 20-13. Here in set two. It'll be Summer Meyer to serve from right to left. Leaps up into the air, gets it over, played by Kurtois towards Fish. Over the head setup for Armstrong gets it over. Now here come the Lancers. Otek double fists it back over to the Jefferson side, set by Fish to Edmund. Punch. Blocked at the net, but then lands out of bounds on the St. Pius side. Meyer gave chase for the Lancers, but the block was too powerful. And so point to the Blue Jays. 21-13 the score. Here's Gracie Fish to serve it, and she serves it long. Another quick, easy point for the Lancers. 21-14. Jefferson took set one, 25-20. Arcadia Valley nice and well rested after their two set to none victory over St. Vincent. They're watching this ball game as serving it right to left is Molly Lewis over to Jefferson. Free ball back to the Lancers. And a tip over by Otek. Dive attempt by Armstrong. Doesn't work out for the Blue Jays. And don't look away now. The Lancers are back within six. Serving it right to left, Lewis gets it over. Dig attempt successful by Hurst. Played by the Blue Jays. They tip it over to St. Pius, and then St. Pius with four hits on their side of the net. Coach Lethbridge immediately complains. Her assistant comes off the bench as well. Now the floor official will talk to the net official. The net official is the one that made the call, and after a discussion, they're going to replay the point. So instead of it 22-15 or 21-16, it remains 21-15. And here's Molly Lewis to serve it back over for the Lancers. And the serve dropped right as soon as Kurtois went to the ground, and she couldn't stay with it. So a point for the Lancers. They've earned it three in a row, and Coach Fish Now a little anxious on the Jefferson sideline. Lewis serves it right to left. Runzi pushes it up, and then a double tap by Alexis Armstrong. A point to the Lancers. Jefferson went on a 9-0 run to lead it 18-8. But St. Pius now on a 9-3 run to creep back within four. Lewis serves it, and it's long. Kendall Runzi let it go. She plays the center of the back line, and she just let it go, and that is a smart girl. Point to the Blue Jays. Here comes the southpaw, Maddie Fuller. Throws it up, puts it over, just over the top of the net. Lewis lifts it up towards the sky. Back into the path of for Otek. Banch sets her up. Otek sends it over the right hand. Now Runzi plays it for the Blue Jays. Tipped to the net as her shot goes over. Here's Kaylee Portell with a smash and the point for the Lancers. Briefly tipped at the net by Ashley Edmond, but then it started aiming towards the floor, and Maddie Fuller couldn't get over there in time. Now Kaylee Portell to serve it towards Runzi. St. Pius down by four. Runzi to Fish, sets up Kurt Toyce, left block attack. Blocked at the net by Banch. Back to the Jefferson side. Edmond tries her luck from the near side. Punches it over. St. Pius keeps it alive. Otek will push it over at the net. Gets it over. Played by Fuller to Fish. Sets up Kurtoyce. Was it deflected at the net? No, it was not. Kurtoyce's strike went wide. And a point to St. Pius. Things are heating up here and set to the Lancers. Down by three. St. Pius needs this one to force a third set. Runzi pushes it up off the serve of Portell. Fish goes to ground. To Runzi, lifts it up over with the right hand. Portell off the back line. Into the direction of Banch. Sets up Otek. Smash into Runzi's arms. Over towards Hurst. And her right hand is good for the point. And the Blue Jays are now two away from advancing to the Class 2 District 3 Championship. Runzi will take a seat. Serving is Ashley Edmond. Edmond left to right, back left corner, serves it over, played by Lewis. Up towards the sky, Portell and Banch converge. It goes towards the St. Pius bench, and the last-ditch effort there by Lancers doesn't work out. Point to the Blue Jays. Set point, match point. Edmond on serve, going left to right, 24-19 Blue Jays. Edmond gets it over, played by Lewis. Towards Banch, sets it up over the head for Otek. Her shot from the left block is over. Played by Fuller, running out of nowhere. Fish comes to keep it alive to Hurst, who lifts it over. St. Pius on their side. Banch set up. Otek kill. Blocked at the net. Tips over. Hits the top of the net. Played by the Jefferson Blue Jays. Fuller over to Lainey Smith. Onto the St. Pius side, Smith goes. Here's a setup. Banch for Lewis. Her strike played off the back line by Edmond. Portell keeps it alive off of her back line. Over to Jefferson. Little push over there by Hurst. Gets it deflected back to the Jefferson side into the path of Lainey Smith, and her nudge over the net is wide left of the line. Oh, my word. 24-20, St. Pius gets the points. My heart's racing. Everyone's heart beating out of their chest. Banch leaps up in the air, serves it, and it lands just in front of the back line. A smile from Coach Tara Fish. Her players looked at her and, oh, so close, but it's a point to St. Pius. 24-21, Lancers need three consecutive points to make it a win-by-two scenario. It'll be Banch again. Knee brace on the right side, sends it over, runs. He tries to dig it out towards the Jefferson sideline, and that will land out of bounds, actually towards the Jefferson crowd, and a point to St. Pius. Runzi pounding her chest saying, my bad, my bad. 24-22, Lancers back in this set two. They need two more points to make it a win-by-two scenario. So let's see what the Lancers can do here, but we'll keep it here. And thank some of our sponsors, Presbyterian Manor of Farmington, Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Deloge, Fredertown, Ironton, and Farmington, as well as Gilster Mary Lee, Serenity Hospice Care, Potosi Lumber of Potosi, Bryant Restoration in Farmington and Poplar Bluff, and Little Caesars Pizza and Herculaneum, along with Mario's Italia of Farmington. Those are our season sponsors, allowing us to broadcast this Class 2 District 3 semifinals and championship. Timeout by Coach Fish. She has one left. Coach Lethbridge of St. Pius has zero. Lancers have won the last 2 points with their backs to the wall. It'll be Banch to serve. Some more fans for Arcadia Valley filing in, awaiting the championship matchup against either Jefferson or St. Pius. Here comes set point, match point. St. Pius down by 2 points on serve, though. The Lancers in band. Sends it towards the back row. Pitched up by Hurst. Runzi was there to play it, but Hurst got in her way, and then Runzi tried to save the point but couldn't do so. Hit it off the wall. Point to the Lancers. 24-23. St. Pius needs one more point to force that win by two. Bands, back line, near corner, sends it over into the arms of Runzi. Lifts it towards Fish. Set up by Fish towards Hurst. Hurst pushes it over. St. Pius keeps it alive. Here's Fish again with the set. And the smash by Kurtois blocked at the net. And then Kurtois kicks it with her foot. And they call that a save. And then sending it over Fuller to the St. Pius side. Portell middle of the floor to Otek. Smash. Blocked up into the rafters. Runzi plays it. Screams all abound. Lifting it over is Laney Smith over to the St. Pius side. Lancers all calm and cool. Nudge over by Otek. Blocked at the net. And the ball rattles around and lands out of bounds. And the point to the Blue Jays. We had to wait for an official decision, and they say Blue Jays point, 25-23. They take set two and advance to the Class 2 District 3 Championship. If your ears are ringing, it would make perfect sense because it is deafening in here, the cheers from the Blue Jays squad. We're back to wrap this one up and get you set for the championship game between Arcadia Valley and Jefferson. Well, we got our post-game coverage next here on KJF and KREI.
Make your backyard a paradise for your whole family. You can do it with a swimming pool. Hi, I'm Angie DeClue with Home Pools and Spas. We can make your vacation destination right outside your back door. Above ground or in ground, you have a choice of selections. Install now for years of great times.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
To see pools and pricing, go to our website, homepoolsandspas.net. Again, I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas, inviting you to stop by. We're located just south of the Ludington exit.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
It's time you try Little Caesars and Herculaneum's Extra Most Bestest Pepperoni Pizza for just $6.55. It's wall-to-wall with delicious pepperoni. Or how about their Ultimate Supreme for just $9.99? Also, check out their great-tasting wings, crazy bread, cinnamon crazy bites, and so much more. And don't forget Little Caesars' mouth-watering dipping sauces. That's Little Caesars just off 555 at the Herculaneum exit. And be sure and use the Little Caesars app so you can pick up your order when you walk in. Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5300.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve. Serving you and yours since 2002.
Hi, welcome to the UPS store.
Yeah, I'd like to ship this package.
Great, I can help you with that and every other ing.
Did you just say every other ing?
Printing, packing, copying, faxing, freighting, any ing your small business needs.
Shredding.
Yep.
Mailboxing.
Uh-huh.
Notarizing.
That too.
Wow, that's really some ing.
Now you're getting it.
The UPS store, every ing for small business, and of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Matt Greenwood for KJF and KREI. We've gotten a little bit more time now between the semifinals. Between the semifinal games, it was about 15 to 16 minutes. But between the last semifinal and the final, it's about 30 minutes. So we might break in with a little bit of a newscast, but let's see what we can get out of our coaches here as we'll send, we'll bring Coach Leftridge for St. Pius our way here for a brief talk. But wow, what a finish here. Jefferson takes it 2-0, 25-20 and 25-23. The St. Pius Lancer season comes to an end, but you know what? It was one heck of a fight and a comeback by the Lancers. So we'll give Coach Leffridge a chance to come up here on our little stage set up in the corner, and we'll step aside here for 30 seconds and be back with Shannon Leffridge of St. Pius here on KGF and KREI.
Hi, this is Julie Berghaus with Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, and I would love to invite you to stop in our store at 806 Valley Creek Drive next door to Dollar General and check out what sets us apart. Friendly and helpful staff, free delivery Monday through Friday to your work or home, convenient drive-through window, competitive prices, and top quality services make us the perfect choice for you and your family. Don't wait in line any longer. Let us welcome you as a member of our pharmacy family today. Give us a call at 747-1191 or check us out online at parklandrx.com.
Matt Greenwood for KGF and KREI. Shannon Leffridge of the St. Pius Lancers joining us here. A defeat for the St. Pius in the semifinal round in this Class 2 District 3 volleyball tournament here this evening. Jefferson gets the best of them in the rematch, 25-20 and 25-23. Let's start with set one, Coach. It was a seesaw battle for you and the Blue Jays. They finally got a little separation at 20-14, then it was 22-18, and you guys just really couldn't close the gap there. What were some of the things that you were seeing in that first set?
You know, just communication errors, basic things that we practice every day and that the girls are good at. Tonight, for some reason, they just couldn't make the connections. Free ball passes were going in the net. We couldn't get the ball to Kaylee Portell, which makes a big difference in our game. Just too many personal errors. And, second match, we just dug a hole for ourselves and could not get out and, you know, maybe decided to do something about it a little too late.
Yeah.
And, Jefferson was not going to back down, and they just kept bringing it, and they played phenomenal out here. They, you know, were just, they were, it was their night, for sure.
I don't know how you guys do it, game in and game out, especially when you have long rallies like that last one of set two. I was running out of breath, I'm sure people listening and people even here probably, you know, were pretty close to having a heart attack.
Yeah.
with what was going on. But let's talk about that furious comeback in the second set. You gave up a long rally to Jefferson, and when things looked down and out, I think it was 20-13, you guys started making your little climb back and almost got to that, you know, 24-24 point to force that win by two scenario. But you didn't. The players didn't give up. And, yeah, you may have had to use a couple of timeouts to get them refocused, but they sure did make a game of it in set two.
Well, I think they just waited a little too long before they decided that they were not going to give up, or they saw a glimpse that they could win this match, because I saw long faces. I saw, you know, they kind of looked defeated out there with that huge gap. Like you said, what was it, 20-13?
Yeah, at one point it was 18-8.
Yeah, 18-8. And I think when they, you know, are looking at that on the scoreboard, I could just see it on their faces. And, you know, I think a couple of them kind of just felt defeated and maybe gave up a little and surrendered, and then saw that we could come back, but I guess it was just a little too late for us, and you know, they were not going to back down. They made some phenomenal plays, as you saw that play at the end.
Yeah, I don't even remember how it all ended, and it just happened, you know, 2 minutes ago. That's how kind of volleyball works a little bit.
But
look at the effort, and girls were diving all over the floor on that on that last play. And
yeah,
I wanted to bring up Kaylee Portell, because she certainly does stand out. And
she does.
You know, I noticed, I don't know if I noticed, I may have noticed it a little too late, but when I did notice it, it was her playing on the back line in set two. I don't recall her playing that far back in the beforehand.
She is a new back row player for us, so she is playing six rotations. We like her leadership out there.
Okay.
Yeah, she does a good job in middle back, because usually, you know, she's just the director of the team and the leader, and the kids really look to her. So, you know, she worked for it, and we thought, you know, she is doing a good job. She needs to be out there. So middle back was a new position for her, and, we keep her keep her deep, but, you know, tonight it just wasn't our night. Didn't work out for us.
Yeah, but that right hand of Kaylee Portels is no joke.
Don't want
to mess with that. I saw Kaylee Otek, you know, she got in on the kill action. Haley Lewis as well. Other than Otek, Lewis and Portels, seniors for you. What's their future like, you know?
I do. Haley Lewis is committed to Illinois College.
Okay.
Kaylee Portel is in talks with Mineral Area College, and I hope that she goes down to Tim. I love sending my girls down to Tim, and we've had a Lancer there for the last 3 years, I think, consecutively. But I don't know that she's decided on that. I'm sure she will have some options. But, you know, those girls definitely want to play in college, play at the next level.
Maybe something I should have asked you a long time ago. Summer Meyer is a freshman on your team. She got a lot of action this evening, got to serve a few times.
Right.
Is her older sister Shelby Meyer?
Yes, she's the third Meyer girl. So there's Sammy Meyer. She coaches at Mac, and she is a former Mac player and Lancer alumni. And then Shelby is there, and Summer's the baby.
There you go.
Yep.
All in the family, if you will. All right, well, Coach Lefferidge, it was a great pleasure working with you this season. Sorry for the tough loss here this evening, but thank you for coming up and talking to us.
Thank you.
Shannon Lefferidge, head coach of the St. Pius Lancers, joining us here on our post-game show. We'll be back to talk a little bit about Jefferson and see if maybe we can find Coach Fish in the crowd and bring her up here. I'm sure she almost had a heart attack, too, in the final few seconds of set two. We'll step aside here and be back shortly on KJF and KREI.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
The Jefferson County YMCA Veterans Program is committed to providing a welcoming and positive environment for veterans of any branch of the U.S. Armed Forces. The Veterans Program has assisted veterans with job placement, grants to help pay bills, food drives, transportation assistance, distribution of donated household items, and temporary housing assistance for homeless vets. The Jefferson County Y also offers VA counseling sessions on the first Tuesday of every month. For more information, call Ted Lures at 636-931-9622.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com.
The Potosi R3 School District is committed to excellence. Now, they're proud of their students and their athletes because these young people work hard and show a ton of dedication. The Potosi R3 students and athletes are committed to excelling to high levels of achievement. Attitude and perseverance play a big part in their success. The Potosi R3 School District sincerely hopes this school year is a wonderful and memorable stepping stone in their life's journey.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Hi, neighbor. Hey, I noticed the new landscaping around your yard. Looks nice.
Hey, thanks. We're doing some home improvements, and we did it all with Potosi Lumber.
Really?
We replaced cabinets, added new carpets, put in storm doors, customized replacement windows, and more.
It's time for home improvements. See Potosi Lumber, Highway 21 in Potosi.
Are you tired of calling your mortgage lender and not being able to talk to anyone, or you're transferred over and over again? Skip the hassle and refinance with Bloomsdale Bank. Call today and speak with one of their expert loan officers. Have a personalized borrowing experience and rest easy knowing your loan will be serviced locally when you borrow with Bloomsdale Bank. Visit their website or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Go see JR today at Midwest Sports Center. They're just off Highway 67 in Farmington. And JR, just because the weather's getting a little bit cooler doesn't mean the deals are cooling off at Midwest Sports Center.
No, we've got some hot sales going on right now on all of our ATVs and side-by-sides. I've still got some mowers available also. Come see me, JR, at Midwest Sports Center. The number here is 573-756-7975. Just ask for JR.
Go get dirty with Midwest Sports Center today. They're located just off Highway 67 on Walker Drive in Farmington.
When it comes to chronic disease management, you need someone who will walk with you toward a healthier life. ComTree Primary Care offers affordable and accessible comprehensive care in a home-like environment.
Our doctors, nurses, and staff involve you in health decisions and goals and welcome you into our family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment.
Welcome to our family tree.
Matt Green, we're back with you for AM 1400 KJF and AM 800 KREI.
Wow.
Hope you caught your breath. I know you are Acadia Valley listeners. You certainly have, because your team played the first semifinal and won that one 25-9 and 25-20 over St. Vincent. But for you Blue Jays listeners, if your heart has finally calmed down, good for you, because that makes one of you. 25-20, 25-23, breathtaking action, especially towards the tail end of set two. St. Pius looked down and out at 18-8, looked even further down and out at 20-13. Then they make a comeback, get it down to 24-20, and then 24-23. So why do I emphasize that? Because St. Pius, down by as much as 10, got it within one, and if they would have won that eventual point winner for the Blue Jays, match winner for the Blue Jays, if they would have gotten that point, St. Pius would have made it 24-24, would have forced a win-by-two scenario, and who knows what would have happened after that. So St. Pius, give them a hand, if you will. They played tough and gritty and never gave up and showed some fight towards the very end. But sometimes the ball doesn't bounce your way. And after that furious long rally that I believe lasted a good 45 to 50 seconds, the ball was deflected a couple of times at the net, blocked at the net a couple of times. It rattled about. St. Pius threw all their bodies to the floor to try to keep it alive, but eventually the ball landed out of bounds on St. Pius' side, and the victor are the Jefferson Blue Jays. So the Class 2 defending state champs are now out of the postseason picture, as the Jefferson Blue Jays, the new kings of the county, are now 30-6 this year, and they have to go up against the kings of the South East region of our regional radio listening area, the Arcadia Valley Tigers. That's what we have for you in about 15 minutes. And so we'll try to hunt down Coach Tara Fish again for the Jefferson Blue Jays. I'm sure she's going over the game plan and maybe icing a few fists and palms of her players to get ready for this AV matchup. Arcadia Valley, they've been sitting down and been resting and viewing and learning what this Jefferson team has to offer. They've been doing that for the past hour and a half, almost 2 hours. So, yes, fresh legs for Arcadia Valley, but could potentially be some stiff legs as well, as Jefferson, of course, just finishing up their match. They will certainly be more ready, fresh legs-wise, not necessarily breath-wise, as they put a lot of energy into that 25-23 set two victory. So again, Jefferson takes it 25-20 and 25-23 to set up a one seed versus a two seed matchup in this Class 2 District 3 tournament. The top seed, Arcadia Valley Tigers, at 27-5 up against the 30-6 Jefferson Blue Jays. Yeah, that's almost 60 wins between these two schools. It's going to be a great battle, and we still have another 13 minutes to go before we get to see how it all plays out on this Jefferson R7 floor. So stick with us, please, and we'll go get Tara Fish, head coach of the Blue Jays, to join us here on postgame.
The Jefferson County YMCA Veterans Program is committed to providing a welcoming and positive environment for veterans of any branch of the U.S. Armed Forces. The Veterans Program has assisted veterans with job placement, grants to help pay bills, food drives, transportation assistance, distribution of donated household items, and temporary housing assistance for homeless vets. The Jefferson County Y also offers VA counseling sessions on the first Tuesday of every month. For more information, call Ted Lures at 636-931-9622.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
The Potosi R3 School District is committed to excellence. Now, they're proud of their students and their athletes because these young people work hard and show a ton of dedication. The Potosi R3 students and athletes are committed to excelling to high levels of achievement. Attitude and perseverance play a big part in their success. The Potosi R3 School District sincerely hopes this school year is a wonderful and memorable stepping stone in their life's journey.
Make it a great family night at Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington. Hi, my name is Amy Cousins, general manager of your local store. Maybe start out with a couple of appetizers, boneless wings, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, spinach artichoke dip, chicken quesadilla. There's so much to choose from. Let the kids pick from the kids' menu, then for yourself, choose one of our favorites. Steaks, ribs, seafood, pasta, we have it all. Go to Applebee's.com for the full menu and look for our happy hour prices. Doing good in the neighborhood, Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
If you need new bedding, living room, dining room sets, recliners, or appliances, and you need to take advantage of our everyday discounted prices,
you'll find Patsy's Furniture is marked to the lowest possible price, so you won't be guessing.
We have a no-credit needed financing plan, and with approved credit, we offer a 24-month 0% interest financing option. And military and first responders receive a discount Patsy's every day.
Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
With you for AM 1400 KJEF and AM 800 KREI, Coach Tara Fish of the Jefferson Blue Jays as they advance to play Arcadia Valley in this Class 2 District 3 Championship. Coach Fish, glad to have you on. Has your heart stopped beating so fast after that final rally in set two?
No, it has not stopped beating. Actually, I looked at my watch at one point, Coach Nagel and I just started laughing. It was like 138 beats per minute or something.
Yeah, I can imagine, because my heart was probably going at about that rate as well. It was just so exciting to see that kind of battle to the very end. St. Pius, you know, you guys had them, you were up by as much as 10 in that second set. They come back. Of course you would expect that to happen. And then just that furious rally. I mean, I believe every single Blue Jay hit the ball on that one. And if memory serves me correctly, the last one to touch it was Laney Smith. I don't remember.
I think so, yeah.
It was so hectic, right?
I think it was, yeah.
What is that? what does that define about this team, that second set and almost relinquishing the lead and still being able to come out on top and beat a very good St. Pius team?
Well, I think that it just shows, they wanted to fight for one another tonight, and they had decided that before the game, and once they had a pretty good lead, I don't know if they just got a little relaxed or what happened, but they just pulled it back together, and I don't even think I called a timeout.
You called one.
I called one. Oh, that's right, I called one. Because it got a little bit crazy.
When it was like 23-20 or
yes,
something like
I
that.
Yes, I did. I called one, and then they I don't even know if I said anything. I think they just took over and, talked through it. And I looked at Coach Nagel. I was like, we don't even need to be here. These eight season seniors just take
right.
over, and, they know exactly what to do. And we said Jefferson Blue Jays, and they went back out there and did it, got after it. So.
All right, Coach, one last question because I know you got to get ready for this championship against Arcadia Valley. Your thoughts on AV? I know you didn't get a chance to see him here, but anything you got for us?
So they're just a really good team, and we've been working on some things in practice this week that we didn't actually have to use during our game against St. Pius, so we're hoping to be able to throw some of that in this game and surprise some people.
And I think you actually played AV this year, didn't you?
We did, and they beat us, so. We're ready for another night of revenge.
In three sets, if I remember.
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
We walked over after the first set. I was like, what was the score of that game of St. Pius?
Yeah. So, I know what you mean. All right, Coach. Well, pleasure, and we'll see you afterwards.
Okay. Thank you.
Tara Fish, head coach of the Jefferson Blue Jays, joining us here on our postgame show. All right. We have been able to talk to Coach Lethbridge of St. Pius. Certainly appreciate her coming on after a defeat to speak with us. St. Pius season, of course, ending this evening at the hands of the Jefferson Blue Jays. And also our pleasure to speak to Coach Tara Fish. And we'll see if we get a chance to speak to her after a win or Coach Tara Lamb of Arcadia Valley if they are able to prevail in this Class 2 District 3 championship game. So we got about 6.5 to go before the start of our championship affair. And so we'll step aside here for 3 minutes, and if Hal wants to do so, Hal Neisser back in the KJF studio, if he wants to go ahead and give you a weather forecast, how about that? We got some rain in the forecast. He can tell you a little bit more about that. We'll let you do that, but we're going to come back here with 2 minutes on the clock. That's 3.5 from now, and set the stage for you for this Class 2 District 3 championship between Arcadia Valley and Jefferson. It is all coming up next on KJEP, Crystal City, Festus, Herculaneum, and KREI, Farmington, Park Hills, Bonterra.